Hi, this is Patsy from Man Brain Podcast, and you're listening to Tokyo Munchies Podcast. Yum.
Hey guys, welcome to the Tokyo Munchies podcast, and I'd just like to start off directly with apologising for missing our publishing date, which is Wednesday. I will be honest with you and tell you directly, I was just lazy, and just didn't get around to it, so I'm really sorry. So this is going to be a different podcast for this week. This is going to be the Saturday Snack podcast from Tokyo Munchies, and the Saturday Snack. Jump on our website and check out our Tohato Spicy Ring 10-pack. Now, some of you might be saying, what the hell is a Tohato Spicy Ring? And why is it a 10-pack? Well, the Tohato is the company, Spicy Rings. They're rings, so they're like burger rings, and they're spicy. Hence the name, Tohato Spicy Ring 10-pack. I do have these, I do sell these singly in one, but I like to sell them as a 10-pack because what I've found in the past, you guys would order one pack and then you'd be like, oh man, that was so good, can I have another pack? I'm like, sure, you have to wait a week or wait like 2 weeks for shipping, but yeah. So I did a 10-pack for you guys and they're pretty cheap, like for $15 for 1,500 yen, so it's about $15 plus your $5, $10 shipping, you get 10 packs of these guys, and it maybe sound like too much, but once you get one pack and you munch it, you're going to want another pack. And they're awesome. They're really, really good. And they have a spice rating of 5 out of 5. And it's not what you're thinking. It's not like you eat one and like, holy snapping cats, it's burning my tonsils out of my tongue. It's not that bad. It's the afterburn. So you eat a couple and you're like, yeah, that's fine. I can handle this. And then you keep munching them and munching them. And then you get this nice, pretty decent afterburn. So the Saturday Snacks brought to you by Tokyo Munchies, and we'll get right into the podcast right now. In our downtime due to the elephant in the room, I'm launching a new magazine, which is called The Munch. We're just doing all the graphics for it now, and it's going to be a pretty interesting bit of rag. We're going to cover all the things that happen in Japan. We're going to cover the Tokyo Munchies. It's going to be write-ups. It's going to be stuff. I'm asking guests to send us articles. So it's going to cover lots of weird stuff, which is going to be going on. There's going to be random pictures of stuff in Japan, like pigeons in the park, shoes in Shibuya, why you should eat ramen. And there's going to be the Scratch and Sift page. I'm going to put in there an interactive page of you guys. This is going to be a monthly magazine. But there's going to be an interactive page where we play chess. There'll be a page in the mag, I have a chessboard, I'm going to make one move, I'm going to publish it, and then we're going to listen to you guys, we're going to choose somebody out there, and then you get to make a move. So it's a bit of a random idea, but that's what we're going to do. So that's happening in the Tokyo Munchies right now, and I'm going to make this into a little bit of a longer podcast today, so we're going to go straight into the meat of the podcast, to get right off the bat. And in case you're wondering why I always say that in the podcast, I'm a big fan of The 12th Man. It's a satirical take on Australian sports commentary for cricket in Australia, presented by Billy Birmingham. He's an amazing satirical artist. He can imitate down to the last detail all the voices of all the Channel 9 Wide World of Sports commentators that commentate on cricket in Australia. And one of the commentators, he's always saying, yes, he's hit that ball straight off the meat of the bat. It's gone right into the sixth zone. So that's why I do that for. But let's get into the meat of the podcast and keep you guys entertained with what's happening in Japan. We're going right off the Google search. Japan news number 1, 2, 3 off the Google search. We've got top stories. Kyoto to make state of emergency. Yep, we're not going to cover that. The C word. Infections. Top 5,000 in Japan. Yeah, we're not going to cover that. Japan Foreign Ministry official has the C word. And Yep, that's just from the Google search, but I'd rather use thejapannews.com because it's premium content about Japan news, obviously, because the name is the Japan News. Tokyo should proceed with halt to business while coordinating with government. This is number one. An unprecedented request was made by a wide range of industry categories to suspend operations or curtail business hours. It is indispensable to eliminate anxiety over causing disruption by offering a careful explanation. Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike announced industry categories asked to temporarily suspend operations. So a lot of the massive department stores over here, and they're pretty huge. Like, Japan's a small country, but they have some massive department stores here. They've been requested to shut down, please. All sporting events shut down. All music events shut down. The izakayas, the Japanese restaurants where you can go and eat and drink with your co-workers after work, they've all been requested to curtail their hours to 8 p.m. closures. So that's news number one. I'm not going to go too deep into this. You guys can go to thejapannews.com and check it out yourself. Number two, Tokyo and six other prefectures approach emergencies differently. Oh my god. In the wake of the declaration of a state of emergency, in case you guys don't know yet, the Prime Minister of Japan, he's announced a state of emergency, so here we go. In the wake of the declaration of a state of emergency, the Tokyo Metropolitan Government has announced a series of plans such as giving a list of businesses requested to shut down as well as offer a financial aid to businesses on the list. Although six other prefectures affected by the declaration, So Tokyo is a prefecture. Chiba, Yokohama, Kanagawa, all the about six or seven other prefectures around us have all been put into a state of emergency. And the Japanese government is actually doing pretty good. They've got a list here. I've read it before. I'm not going to share it with you because I want you to go to thejapannews.com and read it yourself. But there's been a list of businesses on the website which are requested to shut down. But what they're doing, which is really cool here, is the Japanese government is offering a stimulus package. It's about $3,000 US. I think most households will get $3,000 US, or around that. 300,000 yen is what it is in Japanese, but I think most households will get that. And they'll also, I think it's 5,000 US, 500,000 yen. For small businesses, and bigger businesses get more and more. So they're putting money back into the economy to keep the economy going, which is a very good thing. I'll just touch on that really quickly. When I'm not doing the Japan Runner Box, or Tokyo Munchies, or working on Ten Sucker Sports, or working on the Munch Magazine, I work full-time as a tennis coach for here in Tokyo and in Chofu. So when I'm not pushing sugar, I'm pushing balls, and I'm helping kids learn the fine art of playing tennis. I love it. Tennis is great. I skateboard, I snowboard, but then 6 days a week, I'm racking it up. I've got my head bag on, I've got my head tennis racket, I'm wearing my head gear, we're hitting head balls, helping kids learn tennis. So, my boss is obviously hurting. He has a small business, so he's going to get some stimulus injection, hopefully for his business too, which will help me pay my bills and keep the roof over my head. That's news number two. Sorry about that excessive explanation there. News number three. Bank of Japan report highlights in tough situation facing regional economies. A Bank of Japan report on regional economies casts a harsh light on a situation where the spread of novel infections are affecting various parts of the country. According to the Central Bank's Sakura report for April release Thursday, personal consumption has plummeted. Wow, man, so we all know media is a bit of fear-mongering and a bit of carry-on, and personal consumption has not plummeted. There was a stage there over the last 3 weeks where there was mass panic buying. Even going to the local supermarkets around here, which is still allowed to be open because they're an essential, it's for groceries, it's for food, they're getting cleaned out, man. Like, I go in there just to buy a beer or some ramen or something, instant ramen, and like all the instant ramen's gone. is all gone. All the fresh food's still available, like your bentos and all that's still there. Personal consumption has not plummeted. It's only plummeted for people like me who have lost my work. But still, I've got a little bit of backup money, so I can still buy a little bit of stuff to keep life a little bit fun. But yeah, that's the go. So that's the Japan news, number one, number two, number three. We'll go to a quick commercial break. I'll come back with a little bit of personal stuff that's happening in my life, and we'll continue on with the podcast. So stay tuned, have a listen to this. I think it's going to be the Layla mattress advertisement again. Maybe. We'll find out.
There are 24 hours in a day. One third of the day is spent in bed. Now, why not be in the most comfortable you can get? Layla mattresses are more than just a foam mattress. They are copper-infused and flippable. That's right, flippable. If you like a harder mattress, use one side. If you like a softer mattress, flip it over and voila! And the great thing about Layla is getting to try it out for 120 nights. That's right, 4 months. And if you decide that you don't like the mattress, Layla will pick up the cost of shipping it back and give you a full refund. Layla also offers bamboo sheets, weighted blankets, and memory foam pillows. And if you act soon, you can take advantage of their spring sale. $150 off a mattress and 2 free pillows. That's a $300 value. Plus, they are offering $30 to $50 off accessories. If you would like to take advantage of this great deal, simply follow the link in the show notes to let them know we sent you and to help support the show. Layla Sleep, thoughtfully designed for the most cool, clean, comfortable sleep imaginable.
And thank you, my good friend Nate over there at the Indie Blast Network. Man, I'm killing your name all the time. Hang on, let's go onto the website. I'll double check. All right, there we go. IndieBlastNetwork.com. Yeah, so Nate from the IndieBlastNetwork.com has reached out to me through my good friend Charles, and Nate has this IndieBlastNetwork.com where he's gathered a lot of our podcasters, a lot of podcasters together to just make it easier for everybody to find our podcast and have a bit of variety to listen to. So we're working with, trying to work with some advertisers and stuff and try to help share the love, you know, like if you've got a small brand that you'd like a little bit of advertising for, hit up Nate at the Indie Blast Network and see what you can work out with him. And yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on there. I think he's a little bit under construction right now. I think he's adding a new one. I'm just on the website. Oh yeah, that's good. There's 8 different channels on there to have a listen to, so go check out that. It's good value, it's good fun. Anyway, to continue with the podcast, you know what we're going to talk about right now, because we talk about it in every podcast, and I think it's your personal favourite, actually. The Tokyo weather. Pardon me. So, Tokyo weather. We're in Tokyo. It's Saturday. It's going 2 o'clock now, 2 p.m. The weather outside is very clear. It's a nice day. We have a lovely, comfortable 15 degrees Celsius. Yesterday was nasty, man. Yesterday was cold and windy and just not nice. So yeah, it's a nice 15 today, which is a lot better. For you lads over there in the US of A, that'd be 59 degrees Celsius. We're doing it the British way. It's 15 degrees Celsius. It's nice. Precipitation, the fancy word for rain, is at 10%. Humidity is at 34%. And the wind speed is 3 ms. So that's pretty much it. It's pretty cut and clear today on the Tokyo weather. There's no need to elaborate or carry on like a pork chop. So that is the Tokyo weather. And while we're here, let's see what else we have to deal with. There's always something to deal with. That's pretty much it. So that's the Tokyo weather. We'll go to another quick break and then we'll come back, talk about some other random stuff, and we'll finish that up.
Need something delivered? Do you need dinner? Groceries? Did you forget to stop and buy that bottle of tequila? Postmates is here for you. If you haven't tried Postmates before, we have a great deal for you. Just by setting up a new account and using the code INDIEFOOD, you will be eligible for $100 in delivery fee credits for the first 7 days of your membership. Don't wait. Go to Postmates.com and use the code INDIEFOOD. That's INDIEFOOD. Postmates. Anything, anytime, anywhere. Postmate it.
So, I just want to do something a little bit random. So, that was Postmates from Nate again. So, go check out Postmates. The link will be in the description. They deliver food I think it's worldwide. Let me see. Yeah, but if you're shopping and you forget your bottle of tequila or you forget something, go to Postmates and hit them up and they'll get it for you and ship it to you or deliver it to you. The Postmates is pretty cool. It's a pretty cool system. So, I'm going to do something a little bit random. I'm going to try the invite friend feature on Anchor FM and see what happens. So I'm just going to stop this and then try it. So be back 1 second. Well, that didn't really work, but, you know, we have different time zones. And I think just randomly inviting my friends from the friends list in the Anchor FM app, I think some people are just like, hey, you didn't talk about this with me beforehand and just randomly invite me onto your podcast. I have nothing to talk to you about. What are you doing? Anyway, so we'll continue on. We'll wrap this up very shortly. That's pretty much covered everything we need to talk about. I'd just like to wish everybody around the world a happy Easter. If you celebrate it, if you don't, I'm sorry. My parents tried to send me over a box of Easter eggs to Japan, but Japan Post has severely restricted and suspended international shipping, that being coming in or going out. And so I don't know where that box of Easter eggs is from my parents in Australia. It could be in customs. I talked to my mother earlier. She said it'll probably be being held in customs until it's cleared, and then maybe we'll get it in a week or two. So happy Easter, everybody around the world. Just stay positive, stay happy. That's the secret here. I'm going to round this podcast out just with the last couple of shout-outs. As you heard in the previous podcast, in the mini-stop, Japan Ramen Box has ceased operations, and I'm dealing with that right now, and it's really, really sad. I've already put out a post on the Twitter page and on the Facebook page, and I'm working through the Stripe back-end office. I have to cancel every customer's order, cancel and refund all the customers from April, all customers for Japan Ramen Box for March. Your boxes will get shipped, but the rest of them won't be. With that being said, though, I'm going to pick up the slack there, because things are going to come back. I'm going to be running Japan Instant Ramen Box system through the Tokyo Munchies shop, so I'm going to be building that in the next week or two. Posting will resume to normal in the next week or two. So if you want instant Japanese ramen delivered straight to your door from Tokyo, and it's going to be random boxes, hit us up at Tokyo Munchies. Like, hit me up here, or hit me up on Facebook, or on our Twitter, or Instagram, or Tumblr, or wherever we are. Hit us up if you want ramen, because I don't want to stop it. Ramen's great. It's a nice comfort food. It's from Japan. It's cool. It's exclusive Japanese-only ramen. So hit me up, and I'll ship it to you. Moving on, yeah, we've still got the Sakura pack too, once shipping is sorted as well, guys. Sakura season, the cherry blossom season is just about finished, but we still have those two Sakura packs. I know everybody's hurting financially around the world, but I really don't want to eat them. I'd really rather share my love of Japan and cherry blossoms with you good people. So we've got the 3-pack Sakura pack still available. It's free shipping worldwide, and we throw in a free gift for you as well. So jump on the Tokyo Munchies website, check that out, buy it if you want it. I'll ship it ASAP. And just a shout out to a couple of good friends, Charles, Nova Phone Podcast. Go check his podcast. He's a lovely guy, he's a legend. He's really nice to talk to. Go check out avanaise.com. It's a vegan only mayonnaise company, and they replace the eggs with avocado. And it's all vegan, all natural, gluten-free. It's really good. They sent us a couple of jars, and it's really tasty. It's good stuff. And he's not really my friend, but you know when you get a vicarious relationship with someone where you, like, you watch their YouTube videos all the time and you really enjoy them? The Donut Operator on YouTube, he is a class act. Ex-US military, ex-SWAT, ex-police officer. He does police officer shooting breakdowns on his YouTube channel, and he does a Leo recap. And he's just very entertaining to watch. He also has a skateboard shop, the 5-0 skateboard shop, 5-0.com skateboard shop. And I'm a skateboarder too, and I was in the military a little bit in Australia, and I studied to be the law enforcement officer too, and I had a skateboard shop in Australia, so there's sort of that, like, connection, so that's why I enjoy watching these videos. And so yeah, go check out the Donut Operator on YouTube, and subscribe to his channel, give him a like, and say hello to him from Kyle from Tokyo Munchies. He's good value. I'm going to send him a Munchies pack and a Japan Ramen Box pack very, very shortly. And my last but not least, my little baby, Tensaka Sports. She's still growing. We're still making new product. We're operating on Logo Software Company, and we're also operating on Zazzle. If you like the cut of our jib, if you like our logo, our sports brand, go check it out. And if you buy something, just remember, Zazzle and the Logo Software, they both don't ship the post office boxes, so you have to put your residential address in there if you order something. Well, that's pretty much it. But sorry for the late podcast, guys, and I hope you all take care and be productive and do something cool and share it with the world. Much love from Tokyo Munchies. This is Kyle, signing off. If you've got the munchies, we've got the munchies. Tokyo Munchies.